God is present with us in our suffering. Jesus is Savior and Lord, even in the darkness. The power of sin, sickness, and death to terrify us and take away what is most precious to us has been shattered at the cross of Christ. That's what Katie Hubbard helps us discover as we read her journal from 2013 after her diagnosis with recurrent breast cancer. I'm your host, Norman Hubbard, and I think you're going to find there are good things here. December 26th, 2013. Welcome back to There Are Good Things Here. Katie writes, Dear Lord, what a wonderful, cold, snowy, perfect Christmas. I really think it was perfect. By the way, I think we were in Wisconsin for this Christmas. And I am so grateful not to be having a PET scan today. That was so, so hard. It happened before Christmas. I think that was the hardest day for me, having to lie in that prep room all alone, waiting for the dye to circulate, and then going into the room with the machine and lying there still. Everything was so cold. Then the jubilation of receiving news that it had not spread. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me make it another year. Thank you for this Christmas. It really has been an awesome Christmas season. It started with returning from a wonderful trip to the National Conference in Alabama. That would have been in November. And then rushing around to decorate the entire house and bake my first 5-layer red velvet cheesecake cake for the Bible study leaders' dinner. And then we had the Jagers and Carly and Philip over for dinner on Friday night. On Saturday, Auburn won the SEC championship game. By the way, I should apologize to Corinne and Smiley if you're listening to this podcast that Katie doesn't mention the fact that we went to your wedding, but it was a pretty big deal for Auburn to win against Alabama. Okay. I know that doesn't make most people feel warm and fuzzy that I would put our friend's wedding underneath Auburn winning against Alabama. Anyway, Sunday was the church Christmas cantata. Then Wednesday night was the Christmas party, and students came over and baked, and that was awesome. And in between all that, I put together a sunshine basket for Ellen and Heather, which was a lot of fun for me, buying the stuff and wrapping it and giving it to them. And then after the Christmas party, there were enough cookies to decorate and give to two other families because their mom had died. And then I was able to put together a scrapbook for Mimi and the things that I love about her, and she was really touched. And then Mom and I painted a picture, and Rachel and I went and painted pottery one Friday night together. It was a snowy night where we got 9 inches of snow, and then we painted pottery again and had coffee with our staff women. And then it was my birthday and our anniversary, and we ate crab and had a shrimp boil to tremendous excess and had an Oreo pie. And then Wednesday night, Eric and Dava arrived and spent 3 nights with us. And Thursday night, we had our staff team over, and we had Papa Del's pizza and played the flute, Kayla, guitar, Norman, and viola, Dava, and sang Christmas carols together. I also got to help make gingerbread ornaments in Joseph's kindergarten class on my birthday. The class sang happy birthday to me twice and made me cry. Then on Friday, I got to be there for Joseph's kindergarten party. Thank you. And then drive for Rachel's ice skating party. So great. I got to meet some new parents and had a great time. Sorry, having trouble reading some of this. Katie was writing fast. Then that night, we had a long talk with Eric and Dava, and then we decorated the cookies for the Canalises, and maybe someone else, which is something that I was afraid would not get done. Yay! And then I was able to write out for Mom in a journal all of the verses from this past year and make another cake for Christmas Day. Oh, I also made one for the guys at Eastern and the NAV Christmas party. We also hosted a guy from Eastern who had National Guard duty the weekend after my birthday. And Norman has been reading A Christmas Carol at night, and Anne sent me a great book for Advent. Then we drove to Wisconsin, and there was perfect snow, and the whole family together for Christmas at the cottage. It's the most wonderful place on earth, where we had a crazy amount of gifts and an awesome Christmas. So, as I look back on the hardest of days, I am filled with gratitude for the past 6 weeks. Last summer, when we came up here, Katie was writing from Jungle Lake, the cottage up in Wisconsin, for a few days while Mom and Dad were in Florida, I went to Trisha's Treasures, and I saw this picture that said, "Be brave today." It was so perfect, but it was a bit much for me to purchase outright. And then yesterday I opened a gift for Mom, and there it was. She didn't even know that I had seen it or anything. Be brave. What a motto, because that's really what life is, choosing to be brave every day. I should mention, by the way, besides the fact that I seem to cry on every podcast now, that Be Brave Today is hanging in our living room still to this day. Even now, as Christmas rolls past, I look out on a new year of unknowns. I have been so focused on making it through this year that now I feel uncertain. My underlying fears and concerns that lie just below the surface are still there. Emmanuel, God with us, with me every day of my life. Monday, December 30th, 2013. Dear Lord, a fun-filled, full last few days. Norman is at Camp Forest Springs speaking to a winter camp. I have a doctor visit scheduled with Dr. Burmis on Friday morning. Yay. And then Wednesday, January 1st, 2014. By the way, Katie always seemed to remember any time the year changed, she would actually change the year in her journal. So from 2013 to 2014, I say that because oftentimes when the year changes in my journals, I don't start writing the new year until about June. Dear Lord, Norman is home. Hallelujah. It is hard for us to be apart. Monday, we went to Rhinelander to see Frozen. Joseph was scared of the ice throwing. It was his first movie, other than when he was 1 month old and we saw VeggieTales. We saw Jim and Vicky Fleming there. How cool was that? But it also reminded me that we went and saw Frozen with Kathy and Anna, and we watched The Polar Express and A Christmas Story and St. Nicholas. It really feels like it has been the perfect Christmas. I feel like we got to do so many fun things together. My prayer for the new year? Health and low medical bills. Saturday, January 4th of 2014. Dear Lord, get ready for this one with an exclamation point at the end. Home, 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 exclamation point. Yes, my own bed. It is so good to go and so good to come home. We stopped and saw Noah and Katie on the way home. Thursday night, I got to go to the mall with the girls and Nina, and we bought a lot of shoes and stuff. And then we went to Ted and Denise's to watch the Star Wars video that the kids had made over the Christmas break. It was hilarious. Yesterday, I got in to see Dr. Burmis, so glad, and I got a good report. How great good news is. How life-altering and devastating bad news would have been. I wouldn't be lying here thinking about unpacking and taking down Christmas decorations and looking forward to 2014. How good news is. The high on Monday is supposed to be -9. That's crazy. By the way, remember we were in central Illinois, not northern Wisconsin. We've never had that here. Thank you for watching over our home while we were gone. I remember last year when we had money stolen when we were gone. Gracious, what a time that was. The kids have been so delightful. I love them so much. It was an awesome break. Thank you. Monday, January 6th, 2014. Dear Lord, it is -11. The wind chill is -38. Joe is eating ice off of the window. Crazy. Psalm 49:15. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Lord, please help me to set my schedule wisely this semester. Help me to walk circumspectly. Circumspect, well considered. Do I re-sign up for precepts class or write? I'm not sure I can do both. Staff Bible study? That feels like too much. Health. What a gift. To be able to contemplate doing anything, health is a prerequisite. Psalm 112, verses 7 and 8. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid. I should mention, by the way, that those are the verses that are on Lauren's headstone. And Katie finishes this journal entry saying, "What have I learned? God is trustworthy. He is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. I can turn toward him or away from him in trials. God will provide. God will provide." Thanks for joining me again for this episode of There Are Good Things Here. I look forward to being with you again for our next one.